Today's daf in Masechet Menachot is daf Lamed. We're holding still on daf Chavtet Amud Beit. And we were just finishing briefly the sugya of the Ziyunin, the Shlosha Ziyunin, which we refer to as Tagin. Now obviously these are not the meaning of Stam Tagin. I mean, we saw before when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kosher ketarim. There's also, as we'll see, there's ktav, a tag, a single tag on plenty of other otiyot. We're about to discuss the tag on the hay. We're referring to ziyunim. We're referring specifically to these unique tagim, of which there are seven, and it's supposed to be in the shape of a little zayin of which there are three, and they're supposed to be on top of the ot coming out from the same place or coming out from the various sides. The typical tag, like we were talking about, with that we're about to talk about on the hay, on the olive, those are a single line that comes out. That's not referring to these ziyunim, which are like the ultimate tagim. And again, according to Rashi, the Sha'atnez gates is wherever these letters appear. And by the way, it means whether it's in the elongated form or in other words, in the kofuf, either in the middle of the word or whether it's at the end of the word, it still has the same zayinin on top. The difference is only in the bottom of the yod. So we got up to Omer Rav Ashi, and that's about five lines down from the middle. Omer Rav Ashi, Chazinu l'sifrei davkani devei Rav. I took a look in the Sforum of the people of Ramidayak in the Beit HaMidrash, and I noted that they're careful to be chatri luhu lagage dechet, v'tolu lelakare dehe. They made a, now there's two lashonas in there, either a chutra, which is the Ashkenazic approach. The chutra is like Tosfos, and it means that the chet looks like a hunchback, which essentially takes two zions and puts a little, a carrot, I think they use in English for that sign, right? So it puts a carrot above them that looks like a hunchback, turning it into a chet, which explains why elsewhere the Gemara says if you remove the chutra of the chet and you're left with two zions, if you learn it any other way, you wouldn't have two zions. Nonetheless, Rashi learns that all it means is that you put not a chutra, but a choter, which is like a cane, one piece that sticks out. So according to Rashi, it would be like the picture that Rashi writes over there, just with the one tag sticking up, as if to point upwards. According to Tosfos, which is like the Ashkenazic Sefer Torah, if you take a look at the chet over there, it's the entire top of the chet points upwards to the Shamay. And I also noted that they have the leg of the hay on the left hanging down. That sounds pretty reasonable, since that's what a hay is. One would think, and if, especially the way Rashi learns it, if the hay is touching, then it's a chet. One of the most famous of all dinei ktav is lo yichtov hayin kechet, along with other things that are similar. So what in the world? I mean, it's mashma from there also, like Tosfos. Many say that. In other words, the hay is a flat top, so that it's obvious that it's not a chet. A chet represents the two zions with the choter pointing upwards. But Rashi would have to learn like some of the other pshatim, such as that, like this, you could have the letter of the hay that is almost touching. So it would be the chut asayra would separate it from the top. Here it's supposed to be hanging so that you could see a very, very clear difference. Okay, there are other explanations at all. Of course, this has become now the standard of ketiva, what was it, the dafkan. And what is the meaning of these simonim? Because there's two rambazim over here. The chatri lehu lagage dechet klomar, the nature of chet is always a remes to chai. And it's teaching chai uberumo shel olam, that ultimate life, pure existence, is all dependent on above, what's coming from the height of the world. They leave the letter of the hay hanging as if to teach us the famous medrash that actually Rashi quotes this Gemara in the words of the Bikar Shem Tzurei Lomim when he opens up his Pirushan Chumash. So they hang the letter of the hay, and this is Kedaboimine Rav Yehuda Nesiya Mirabami. Rav Yehuda Nesiya asks from Rabami what appeared to be a very simple question, Maidechti Betchuba Hashem, Adayat Ki Bikar Hashem Tzurei Lomim. Why does it say Tzur Olamim in reference to B'tchu B'Hashem Adayat? I mean, we're not talking to somebody to be Boteach B'Hashem in Olam Haba. We're talking to someone who is in Olam Hazeh. That's how he took it to mean the question. And he answered, someone who leads his life by relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not attempting to mechanically work out everything in his life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Sur Olamim, and therefore can be a Machse, will be for him a place of protection, both Bolam HaZeh and Bolam HaBa. Omar Lei, to which Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said, that's not what I was asking. What I was asking is, Ana Achida Kashli, Vaishna Dechtiv Ki Bika Hashem, Tzur Olamim. That doesn't make any sense. Say, in Korah. It would be ki kashem tzur olamim, according to that approach. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the tzur of both olamim, so therefore he's able to provide machzeh, olam hazeh, olam haba, but it's the bait that doesn't make sense to me. Ah, I didn't understand your question. That was Kedadarj Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Loi, that the yud and the hay is the source of the tzur olamim. So in other words, the shnei olamot shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bairei olam hazeh and olam haba, with these two otiyot of the shem, one of them was created with a hay, and one of them was created with a yud. Now, just with that information, any yodeim olam haba b'yud v'olam hazeh b'hay, I wouldn't know which one it was. Perhaps olam haba is yud, olam hazeh is hay, or olam hazeh is yud, and olam haba is b'hay. Therefore, when we finally get to the second narrative of creation, which is Eila Toldot Hashamayim V'aretz Behi Barama, that hay, you'll recall, is written as a ot zi'ira, it's a small hay. It's stressing behei boram. So there's the autocrat behi boram ela behei boram, which shows that the story of creation of Shamayim Va'aretz that we're reading, which is obviously Olam HaZeh, is done with a hey. Ave Omer Olam HaZeh behei v'olam haba b'yud. And of course, there's all types of insights into what this is supposed to mean in the Sefer Yetzira, but it's clearly Yetzira issues, not Pshat issues. In terms of the Ramazim of the Drosha, what would be the remez of such a thing? Well, a hay is like an achsadra. So it's like a three-sided portico, porch, which is very easy to exit. So if somebody wants to exit from Olam HaZeh and live a life of non-humanity and join up with the Imlaleit Simu Yalits, as we'll see, it's easy to just look around, unfortunately, at the kids all around you. It's easy to get out of the world.
Drop out.
You could drop out, exactly. Perfect. Thank you. That's why it says drop out, because you fall at the bottom of the hay. Very good. And why is it, my time Italia kare, why is it that the leg of the hay hangs loose on the left side? To provide an opening. To teach you that if you dropped out, ki hadar b'tshuva ma'alilet, you have a place to go back in. You can crawl up the leg of the hay and you could fit in through the side. It's much easier to walk right back in. Why would you have to crawl all the way up the side and come in through the left door, you know? Why can't you just buy la'ayle b'hach? Why not go in through the side that you left? No. Lo mistaya milta. You never can get back in by straight out battling the forces. You've got to figure out some additional strategy to get back in. Kid Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish points out, the Om Reish Lakish, my dechtiv, imelet sim hu yalitz. If a person chooses the approach of cynicism, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yalitz will give him plenty of openings. But la'anavim, and those now who wish to find the Derech Tahira, yitin chen. There's a big difference between who Yalitz allows them to be melitz, whereas la'anavim, he has to give additional help. That shows that bala taher misayinoto. Somebody who's coming to be metayer himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, extends an additional hand, and that's the opening at the side of the hay. But bala tame potchin lo. There's an opening for somebody who wants to drop out, but he's not chas v'shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him along. My time I eat late taga. You see, again, here we're using the word tag as opposed to the zayin for the single tag at the left side, according to Rashi, according to most, actually, of the hay. So that left side tag is a kesher over the door back into someone who was chayzer b'tshuva. And therefore, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, im chozer bo ani kosher lo kesher. I will myself put a tag, it should say keter, according to some, which makes more sense, and it kosher lo keter, although remember that a kesher also at the time meant a kesher of ktoret. Katar is actually Aramaic for kashar. So it's also a way of saying sweet smells, which is shem tov, always a sweet smell. You take a look at the targum. Okay, but in any event, it's a getter of keter, which is tag, so that it's the kitreotia that we refer to ketarim. Rashi said before, that's the tagim. A tagim is a sefer Torah, not necessarily the zionim, as we mentioned before, which are the little zions. That's only on Shatney's gates, according to Rashi. And why is it? Well, you know, you only need a yud. It's not so many people in there, you know. So tzadikim by muatim. So you don't need that much ink, you know, to drip out in order to create that world. I mean, the Sefer Yetzir is an Indian of dripping, so that the Otiyot Hashem, the power of the Otiyot Hashem, dripped into the world to solidify, so to speak, in the various elements of that world. And why is it that the Yud, Mipnei Makofuf Rosho, and this we referred to earlier when we were talking about the Yud on the side, on the left side, it extends downwards. That was the tag that we were referring to, Alibir Rashi. Why is it Rosh Kafuf? Because tzaddikim in Olam Haba are always kofuf roshehem, Mipnei Maasehem She'enem Domim Zelazeh. Since everybody has a unique issue in which they excelled, everyone else feels a sense of failure in not having been able to personally have achieved what it was that other person achieved. So whatever extent, the way the Gemara puts it elsewhere, is kol echad ve'echad is nisraf mi chupato shechavero. Everybody gets burned, gets singed from the next person's chupa. Because there's always something in that other person that, you know, my God, I could have been that too. And then there's the feeling of that horrible loss of opportunity that somebody else took advantage of and sort of came on time to that filming. Those that come later, they sit there and they just think, had I used those extra 5 minutes every day, I would have had now, just add up those 5 minutes. Wow, 20 additional lifetimes in Olam Haba. Oh, my God. How am I ever going to get over this? Yikes, yikes, yikes. That's the right one.
Forever.
Yeah, forever. Right. Omer of Yosef. Hani tarti mili Omer Rav Bisfar. Now, the following two halachot, Rav said about Sifrei Torah, each one of them had what appeared to be an absolute yufta from a brayta, even though, I mean, the fact is that we're going to answer each one of them, but it strikes you immediately that there's something wrong with what Rav is saying. And the answer in each case seems to be a little bit of a stretch. Number one is this. If there are two mistakes that were made on every single page of the Sefer Torah, that's okay, and you can still be mitakin. But if there were three mistakes that were made on every page, then you cannot be mitakin. So shalosh yiganez. Too many mistakes is already a chisor in the whole hitter of the Sefer Torah. And you can't, we're going to see what this is talking about. This is talking about where you're going to have to add in letters between the lines. And that's going to look terrible. So the Sefer Torah ends up looking as if it's got spots in it from afar. It doesn't have that whole beautiful shape, graphic shape of a Sefer Torah. But right now, let's just take it simply. And if there were only two, so then you can, but three not. And the reason that I say Tana Tiyufta was because the Braita says, Shalosh Yitakin Arba Yiganet, that actually Rav is wrong, that it's three that you can tolerate. Four, you'll have to be going as a Sefer Torah. By the way, the Braita does say, Miesh Bo Daf Achat Shilema, Matzelet Al Kulo. If there is initially, now Tosfos points out you can't add a page, and we're going to see why this is, that this is true from this sugya coming up, that if it has a full page without these number of errors, then since the Sefer Torah is still readable on that page, then the entire Sefer is nitzel, and you can fix the rest of it. Omri b'tzuba shvu b'amarta mishpeda rav, uhu dichtiv rube desafra shaper. That's only if still in the other pages it was mostly written properly. But I mean, if there's like the whole thing is full of mistakes, then we don't even makshir al yedei the one. Now, what exactly rube desafra shaper is not clear. Halachically, Rashi says, four or five mistakes on every page. I mean, there's limits how much we'll tolerate. Okay, I mean, L'maisel halacha, it says even far more than that, because rov is rov. Clearly doesn't literally mean rov, but it means a lot of mistakes. So the Gemara is not giving us exactly a shear. Again, these are dinim in the hidur of a Sefer Torah, because of Zek Kelei Ve'anveyu. And so because of that, it's difficult to give a very clear-cut definition. Yes. No, we're going to see. No, it's an actual daf. We have gilyonot, we have dapim. We're going to use different words for different parts. And what's more is, Omar le Abayel of Yosef, what would be the din if even that daf itself had shalosh toyot instead of three? So now, would that be still matzil? Or would that be the equivalent of putting in a nice page and fixing it? Omalei, no, that because hovit yayavli tkune. Look, if you take a look at that page can be fixed, right? So then you fix it. Once you fix it, then you have a good page. And we said if you have one good page, then it's going to be matzelad al kulam. Okay, so again, here from here, it comes out clearly that we can't add a nice page. Can't cut out one page, put in a decent page. Okay, now I have a good page. And the whole sugya falls apart, as Tosfos says. So then just do that in the first place. Why be going as all Sefer Torah? The question over here is whether this is considered to be an initially good page, or since it itself requires tikkun, even this page isn't called initially a good page on that level. Because maybe it meant it has to be perfect. You say, no, it means if it's fixable, according to the rules of even if the entire Sefer would be this, which in the Bright is three mistakes, so then you could be metaken that one daf, and then it'll save the rest of the Sefer Torah, even though the rest of it requires four tikkunim on every single daf. And not only that, the entire discussion here is only talking about v'hane milei, where the mistakes are chaserot, where you're going to have to put in additional letters. And that is really going to look horrible with all these mistakes. Ava yiterot, if you have extra letters, that's not a problem. Letlan ba. Why is it not a problem? So Tosfos says, look, there's some people who think that it means it's not a problem because it doesn't matter if you have extra letters. It only matters if you have fewer letters. And that is ridiculous because the halacha is that a choser and a yeter is exactly the same in terms of the psula sefer Torah, time to save Tosfos. By the way, he says that some people make the mistake of thinking that because of that, if it's a suffix of how to write the word, whether mole or choser, always write mole because you can't go wrong. That's not true at all. So that all that it means over here is that the yeter would have to be put between the lines and looks terrible. Whereas the chaser, you can take out the oat. Obviously, you can't leave an extra space between the two parts. It'll look like two words. But if it's a type of oat that you could stretch in either direction, so you can make an elongated oat to fill up this space. Then you don't have the problem of two words. And it's not going to look bad, at least from the distance. It's not going to look so terrible. Because it doesn't violate the overall graphic shape of the page. And what is the reason? In all my timer, how come lo you can't do with the chaserot? Omer of kana mishum de michzik menumer, because the whole thing looks as if it's spotted. It doesn't look nice. It looks like ink fell all over it. So it doesn't have a tzur of zekeli v'anvei.
Does this work also for the old sefer Torah or the osios?
Yeah, we're not talking about we're scraping. No, we're talking about ad. That's a different question. That's a practical of whether the ink, whether it's possible to fix it because the ink keeps popping off no matter what you do. There, it just logistically, it just doesn't.
It's not at all.
No, that's not the problem. The problem is it just doesn't make sense to keep trying to fix it because the more you try, the more frustrating it becomes. Yeah, I had a Sefer Torah like that. Once it reaches a certain point, you know, depending on the way it was stored and the original composition of the ink and how the parchment was mu'ubad l'chatchila, it gets to a point where every time you open it, you find that there's something else has happened and you never can use it. So it doesn't have a chazok of kashrus anymore. At that point, but that's what we're talking about over here, the tzura, not the logistics. A Facebook?
Wow.
Wow. You're telling me back in Middleborough they had a Facebook? Well, what was the Facebook? I'm very interested. I can see why the youthfulness of our president is... I'm telling you, he started over again at 70.
Yeah.
No joke, we're a teenager. What's going on? No. You're going to see. It's different dinner. Agra, Chamud Rabbi Abba, Abba Yeterot B'Sifrei. So Rabbi Abba's father-in-law, Agra, had a lot of extra letters in his sefer. Atul L'Kamid Rabbi Abba, he came to ask his son-in-law, Omarle, there's no problem with being metakin that sefer. When we say a lot, it means obviously that he had the more than the three per daf. He wanted to know if he needed to be goinis it. Omarle lo amra lo b'chaserot, Abba Yeterot l'etlan ba'as, we just said. Anyway, that was question number one of the two halachas I was going to tell you about Rav. So the first one was the three mistakes per page. The second one that I mentioned, Idach, was Yomar Rav HaKotev Sefer Torah Balig Mor. Somebody is writing and he ends up finishing the Sefer Torah and he's in the middle of a page. He can be Gomer Afilu Be'emtza Hadav. He can end the sefer in the middle of the page, and it doesn't have to be ended at the end of a page as if to show conclusion. Is that true though? And here's where I said there was a tiyuf to meitvei akotev sefer Torah balo legmar lo yigmar b'mtzada. Here it says beferish he cannot conclude the sefer Torah in the middle of the page kederach shegomer b'chumashim like he would with a chumash. We're going to question that in a moment. That's what we're talking about. Usually when the Gemara uses the word chumashim, what it's referring to is the chumashim that were written. And remember, the Chatchila was also to write chumashim. You don't write a Sefer Torah other than as a Sefer Torah. However, they were marked for educational purposes, writing a single chumash of the Sefer Torah. But of course, as a scroll. So it was like a scroll of one chumash, which schoolboys would then use. Now the chumashim, we thought that that's what we're referring to, separate chumashim. We're going to ask on that in a moment. But anyway, elamikatzer v'holech ad sof hadaf. So what you do is that you make every line shorter and shorter, like the picture. There's a picture right in the Rashi. Oh, that's a nice picture. There you go. Here's our pretty picture. And you mekatzev aholech ad sof hadaf until you get all the way to the bottom of the page, but you can't stop in the middle of the page. So make the lines thinner and thinner, even if it's just one word per line. You can even use elongated letters to make it longer lines, and that way you get to the bottom of the page. Well, Rav wasn't arguing on that. Rav was talking about b'chumashim. He was saying in a chumash you could complete in the middle of a page. You mean in a chumash? He says, HaKotev Sefer Torah, can't you read? HaKotev Sefer Torah, he said. No, he means a chumash in the Sefer Torah. So in other words, when you finish Bereshit, you can end the words of Bereshit, Vayisem Baron B'Mitzrayim, you can end in the middle of a page. But Mashen Kem Le'eneko Yisrael, which is the end of the Torah, there he agrees. You can't in the middle of the page. Ain't is that true though? Omer Yeshua ben Baraba, Omer Avgidl Amar Rav. Here is Rav who says Beferish, and there's no way to confuse this. Le'eneko Yisrael ben Sadaf. Now, there's no way that the end of Bereshit is Le'eneko Yisrael. He's talking about the conclusion of Sefer Torah. So your explanation of why Rav is not a contradiction to the Braita, it doesn't hold water. Here he's saying the whole Sefer Torah could be in the middle of the page. No, Ben Sadaf doesn't mean the middle of the page. It means the middle of the page in the sense of the line. In other words, that word is in the middle of the page. That's what it means. In other words, you don't have to end the line. But the line itself can be in the middle of the page. The same way we would say it loosely. But I mean the little page vertically. We mean the little page horizontally is what we're talking about. But he doesn't mean you can leave the bottom half of the page blank. He's just saying the line doesn't have to complete the page. That's all he's saying. Rabbanan Amre. Sorry. Rabbanan Amre. Now, Rashi has a very strange pirush on this, and I'll explain to you what he says and why he says it. But let's just read the simple meaning. The simple meaning would be, Rav Ashi Amar, when he says the middle of the line, he means dafka, the middle of the line, not in it, that you can. And Rabban is af emtza shita. Rav Ashi is no only emtza shita. So the question is, what is considered to be more of a closure? Because if you end at the end of the page, you fill the entire page, but the reader doesn't know that nothing's coming. Mashen Kein, if you stop in the middle of the page, you haven't filled the page, so to speak. But you can certainly see that there's nothing to come. So in that sense, it's more of a closure. So that would be the question. Again, the simple reading of it. Rashi's reading is, Af be Emtsa Shita, which the Shita, sort of, sorry for the confusion, the Shita meaning the Shita Mikubetzes, doesn't like at all. I mean, you could see why. Doesn't like at all and quotes the Tosfos saying, I mean, this makes no sense. Because he says, Af Pemtsa Shita means even in the middle of the line, but certainly in the middle of the page. It's like all of a sudden we're changing our entire approach to what we said before. So Af Pemtsa Shita meaning, says Rashi, Ubemtsa Daf. Whereas the other is saying Be'emtsa Shita and not Be'emtsa Daf, consistent with what we said before. The reason that Rashi wants to learn this way is because of the psak that we're going to have later on, which comes out to be totally different, as we'll see, between the way we're learning and the way Rashi is learning. So let's take this a little bit further.
If you end the last line
page, that'll open the regular line break. It could be, yeah, that's the machloket. I mean, but lamaisa, regular line break is a break in terms of a parasha.
No, I'm saying knowing that it's the end of the sefer. You wouldn't necessarily know it's the sefer.
I'm saying, but it's always a break, at least on a parasha level. So Mamelef, this is what there is. This is what there is.
Mashenka. If you ended in the middle of the page, it would be much your simon that
end of the line or the end of the page?
Of the page.
Yeah, but then it's not, then it hasn't filled. It's like a lo amale yamav, so to speak, if it's happening. Look, there's certainly places where, you know, in publishing, that you have to be careful about what you put on the last page, because it looks ridiculous. What are you going to have, three lines on the last page? I mean, so you try to space it. I mean, that I know from experience, try to space it and adjust the lines very delicately so that it works out, that it, you end at the end of the page. It's much nicer.
Is it the visal din of the dar, so you fill it in, or?
Yeah. I didn't hear what you mean. What's the option?
An issue of being
yes, as opposed to...
Someone else can add to the same
oh, no, no. It's not contractual issues. No, no.
No.
Ve'yochata be'emtza shita dafka. That paskening be'emtza shita dafka would be very different depending on what shot you're saying. There's a simple way of reading is be'emtza shita dafka, instead of saying af be'emtza daf, Rashi's shot therefore would come out to mean be'emtza shita dafka, that it's only be'emtza shita and not be'emtza daf, which makes a lot of sense. That's what forced him into rewriting the simple shot that we would have said before. Masha'inkein, the way we were reading it, it would mean that you bedafka have to complete it be'emtza hashita, which is not apparently the way Rashi understood to be the normative approach. Why would it need to be dafka be'emtza hashita? And that we would show more completion. But lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch does. Now, the next question we have, and we're going to have a number of ma'amorim that were by Rabbi Yishuv bar Av Amar Rav Gidla Merav. The first of them is the following. Amar Rabbi Yishuv bar Av Amar Rav Gidla Merav, the last eight psukim in the Torah. Yochid Koreota. Now, what Yochid Koreota Bebeta Knesset is a very, very different shitot. Rashi learns Yochid Koreota means you don't split it into two aliyot. And there has to be one person who concludes those eight psukim. We don't want to draw attention and split them up to two. We're going to see why. The Rambam learns Yochid Koreota means you don't need a minion. Yochid Koreota. Others learn Yochid Koreota means you don't use, Tosis brings this, and it's Dochet, but you don't use a Balkeire. The person who's called up reads it. You don't have two people standing up there. Not to give it the Hashivas of the other Pesukim of the Sefer Torah. And yet the reason he's Dochet is because they didn't have Balkeires at the time of the Gemara. So it's a little strange to them. It's a much later minag to be Metaken for people who didn't know how to read properly. Once upon a time, people actually knew how to read. Taimanim still know how to read. Not only do the Taimanim still know how to read, they know how to read the Targum. Not only do they read it Baal Peh, as Teresh Baal Peh is meant to be read. And not only when they're bar mitzvah, but when they're 6 years old, this is the way to do it. Anyway, as the Gemara, why are these eight psukim different? I mean, you seem to be saying, come on, Deloka Rabbi Shimon. Apparently, this is against Rabbi Shimon Shita. What is Rabbi Shimon Shita, the Tanya? How do we understand the last psukim of the Sefer Torah, which begin with Vayomot Shem Moshe Eved Hashem Beretz Moav Al Pi Hashem? I mean, who's writing that? Efshar Moshe Chai V'Kotev Vayomot Shem Moshe, or some have the Girsa Efshar Moshe Meit? Because either way, it doesn't make sense. If he's alive, then he's lying. He says he died, but he didn't die because he's writing. And if he's dead, how is he writing? So it's basically the same question. So how do we understand it? I mean, it's like one of these self-referential psukim that doesn't make any sense. So I am a liar. Okay, what do you do with this? So answers, so Elia answers the Gemara, at least Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Ad kan katav Moshe. Must be that Moshe didn't write that. Moshe wrote up until here, but Mikan ve'elach katav Yehoshua bin Nun. Divrei Reb Yehuda. Now, if that's true, that these last psukim were written by Yehoshua ben Nun, that would account for why we don't want to give them the same level of respect that we would give for the rest of the Sefer Torah. So therefore, we don't have a Baal Kori standing there. We don't need a minion to read it. We don't want to split it up between two people as if just three psukim of Rechashim and so on and so forth. And some say it was Rabbi Nechemia said that. Now, Rabbi Shimon, and this was our problem, because according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no difference between these psukim and any other psukim. Omala Rabbi Shimon, how can you say such a thing? Efshir Sefer Torah Chaser Ot Echad. What's the matter with you? How could Moshe Rabbeinu refer to a book that has an addendum by Yehoshua ben Nun? When he gives it over without the words of Vayomer Shem Moshe. And yet we have that as part of Sefer Torah. He said, Lakoch et Sefer HaTorah Hazeh, v'samtem oto ba'aron. So before he died, he took the Sefer Torah Hazeh. So where's the Hazeh if Yehoshua ben Nun hadn't written his addendum? And how did that become part of a Sefer Torah? If a Sefer Torah needs to be given Baspeklaria Ami'ira Mipiv Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not as a Nevi'ut. So how do you explain that? Obviously, it's ridiculous. Ela'at Kan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer. Look, up until this point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it. Moshe, the Gersa probably should be as it's betukan, to Omer Vikotev. He would repeat it, make sure he gets it right, and writes it, as we'll see later on. Mikan ve'elech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Moshe Kotev. From that point on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, write the words of Ayama Chom Moshe Eved Hashem, just as he dictated all the words of the Sefer Torah. But Moshe couldn't bring himself to say it, because he was crying. So Moshe Kotev Bedema. He was writing in tears. Since this last eight psukim were not, therefore, said over by Moshe correctly before writing them, and later on, we're going to use that as the reason why it could work out, even according to Rabbi Shimon. But right now, it appears to us that it's basically the same idea. By the way, there are other pshatim in Bedema that would affect the actual ktiva of the Sefer Torah, such as the Gro, another mefarsh, that Bedema doesn't mean in tears, but means mixed. In other words, the letters were not separated into tevot yet, so that they were all there potentially, but since it hadn't happened yet, he couldn't write it as if it happened, in which case there was a difference that's easier to see later on in the Gemara, leave it to Rabbi Shimon, it was Ishtini, the Gemara is going to say. I mean, if he's writing in tears, it's not Ishtini, which gives rise to yet another pirish, that he wrote it with his tears, instead of writing it in ink, that it was sort of a made to be written. Okay, but in any event, there's some type of shinui that the Gemara is going to refer to later. Where do we see that this is the derech of ktiva? Because Yirmiya was saying over the Sefer of Kinot, and there it says, Vayomer lahem Baruch, mipiv yikra elai et kolot varima ela. He was saying over to me, how do I get this Megillah? That he said over to me his Neviyut. Vani kotev ala Sefer b'dyo, and I wrote them down on the Sefer. That is the derech of the Ktiva. But anyway, we're saying now that we do not change the meaning or the significance. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon of these psukim. We find the same Baruch reluctant to say it. He couldn't bring himself to say it in his description of the Churban and so on and so forth, but he wrote it. So apparently it's the Lok Rabbi Shimon, right? I mean, according to Rabbi Shimon, the eight psukim are no different than anything else. Not true. I feel the same Rabbi Shimon. No, it can work out like Rabbi Shimon, because the Lamaisa, it's not the same as the rest of the Sefer Torah. So either it's not the same in terms of the Chazora Bepeh on what you wrote or before you wrote. It's not the same because it was written without the Hefsek HaMilim. It's not the same because it wasn't written in normal ink. Whatever. Amrei B'Shul Barav, Amrei Gidol Amarav, another mimer of Rei B'Shul Barav, Amrei Gidol Amarav. Halokeach Sefer Torah Min HaShuk. If you order your Sefer Torah on eBay, it's Kechotef Mitzvah Min HaShuk. It's like, what kind of business is that? What do you do? Grabbing a mitzvah over here. What do you think mitzvahs you buy on eBay? You put in your concern, your commitment. What kind of mitzvah is that? Now, Lamaisa is tremendous machlokas over here. Rashi says that, look, it's clear for the Gemara, Kechotef Mitzvah Min HaShuk means you're not doing the mitzvah in the most profound fashion, but you're certainly doing the mitzvah, which would be mashma, that according to Rashi, the mitzvah is, in Ketav Lachat Hashira Hazot, is to see to it that you have Hashira Hazot, not that you personally have to write it, which is chaylik, of course, on most Rishonim, who hold a Ketav Lacha, is dafka achiyah for every single individual to write a Sefer Torah, in which case it's b'chlal no mitzvah. And we'd have to kechotek mitzvah min hashuk. Would be like, what do you think? You're paying somebody to say kaddish. Either you're going to say kaddish, you're not going to say kaddish, type of thing. So it's you'll buy, like they sell these little ribbons, ter kriyon. Kechotek mitzvah min hashuk, and it's a lotion of zilzos, it's bechlan out of mitzvah.
Forever tagline. It's like the most famous marketing tagline in the world. The main purposes of that is to say that you never sell a diamond. No matter what happens, a diamond's going to keep forever. You never sell it. Because when there's already a secondhand market for it, it cheapens it. It's not as seen as yokartee as it is. It's a similar thing here. Like if there's no, and it's funny, you see, because the secondhand diamond markets that do exist, they're very low class. People that sell diamonds on eBay, it's like a very schmutzy. No one wants to buy from them because it's schmutzy. What's the same thing with the same with like it's an artificial way to protect the market to make sure it keeps its
That was a commercial plug for thetruthaboutdiamonds.com. Very good. Yeah, but it's a very nice marshal. Very, very nice. All right, so therefore, so this is a machloket, whether lamaisa you'd be yotze, you wouldn't be yotze. Katavo, but if you wrote it, that's like getting it on Har Sinai itself. Rav Sheshes, you have to write the whole thing, even if you're magia. A filo otachat. Since before you fixed it, it wasn't a sefer Torah. Now that you fixed that ot, it becomes a sefer Torah. Ma lalava katuv kilu kitavo. There it says, if you wrote it yourself. Tana rabbanan. Oseh adam yiri'ah. Now here is, what Ira pointed out before, there's different words that we're going to use for different parts of the sefer Torah. A yiri'ah is a piece of parchment. A daf is a page of writing that's written on that piece of parchment. What we would call a column. But remember that when you take the Sefer Torah and you turn it into a book, each column becomes a daf, essentially. So it's the way we refer to it as dafim. Originally, when they didn't have books that were sewn together at the edges, so it was each column was that page. We call it a daf. So you can make a yiriyah 3 dafim long up till 8 dafim long. Ad bat 8 dafim. Don't make it less than that, pachot mikan, and don't make it more than that, because what we want to have is not too many seams in the Sefer Torah, so it will look funny if there's constantly seams that you see as you open it up. And also, it's not so pretty when you go on and you go on and on before you get until the next one. You don't want to have it too differentiated. That way, when we hold it up, we can hold up a nice size piece of Sefer. V'lo yarbe b'dapim. Don't have a lot of dapim. If you've got a small piece of cloth, don't put thinner dapim on it, because if you have thin dapim, it looks more like an igeret than it does that, like a book. It looks like a note that you're leaving to yourself. V'lo yema'et b'dapim. Don't have very long pages with long lines, because then mipnei she'enav mishotetot. It's difficult for your brain to put your eye directly at the beginning of the next line. So by the time you get back all the way to the right-hand side, you may miss a line or go back up or reread the same line. So it's best to have a balance of the size of the line. And the balance is kigon lemishpechotechem, 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 shalosh pa'amim. To write the word lemishpechotechem, which consists of 10 letters, not really in the Sefer Torah, it only consists of 9 letters because it's written chos. But the word lemishpechotechem is meant as a simen for the size, not only the number of letters, but also because we are talking about justified. We're talking about letters that are a particular, each one has a particular, what's the word for that in not the kerning, which is the difference between the letters. What's the difference between the old style printers and that had every letter given the same space? Proportionate fonts, I guess. Proportionate fonts. Fixed width, right. They're not fixed width letters. In other words, you have to analyze the number of thinner letters, thicker letters here. Plus, if you see them, it would have been easy to say 30 spaces, but that wouldn't have been true. It's not 30 spaces. First of all, you need to include the space between the three words. It adds another two spaces. But spaces in proportionately spaced fonts are different for every letter. And here, too, there's a difference, and it's bedavka, mishpachotechem, mishpachotechem, mishpachotechem. Nizdam no lo yiriyah bat teisha dap. Furthermore, other issues that are nogea about Hidur, the way something looks. Suppose you were able to buy one piece that is enough for 9 of the dapim of the size that you've been writing. So you don't want to use that piece, right? Because you're not supposed to write more than 8. So when you split it into 2, don't split it 3 on one side and 6 on the other side. Because it's better to get as close to a standard yiriyah as possible. So therefore, cut it 4 and 5. Instead of the 6 and the 3. So I do arba lakan v'chamesh lakan. By the way, when do we have all these limits? It's only in the beginning of the Sefer. I mean, if you have to close the Sefer Torah, you don't need this vast yiriyah for closing it for one page. Then I feel a pasuk echad. Now, pasuk echad doesn't make any sense, which we're going to ask in a moment, because you can't end it with a pasuk echad. But I feel a pasuk echad, I feel a daf echad. What? Pasuk echad? How can you have pasuk echad, Sakadaira? I mean, pasuk echad, bedaf echad. What would that be? That would be, again, that you elongate and, if necessary, heighten the letters so that maybe you didn't plan things out very well and you end up with the last pasuk of the Sefer Torah, but that pasuk could fill the page. Yeah. You might have to write it very large, not only in width, but even in height. But at least you'll get it down to the end of the page, because we said before you're supposed to go to the end of the page. Now, there's also... That's the classic Sefer Torah problem. There's also the Gilayon. There's not only a Yiriyah, there's not only a Daf, there's a Gilayon. Now, a Gilayon is what we call the margin. Upper, lower, right, and left margins. And the margin also has a Shir. So the Shir Gilayon that should be left, with no writing on it, from the top of the Yiriyah to the beginning of the Daf, is the top part, the margin, is a Tefach. And the bottom part, the margin, is a Tefach. The top part, it's 3 etzbot. The bottom is where you're more likely to grab it and need to pull on it and so on. So that part should be left even larger, a larger margin on the bottom. And you also need to worry about the right and the left side. The right and the left side is, of course, the Bein Daf Ladaf in this case. Right? So you're coming now, you have different dapim here, all of the pages are connected. So Bein Daf Ladaf, you need to have Kimole Rochav Shtei Etzbaot. So you have 2 etzbaot to the right and the left, and you have 3 etzbaot on the top, and you've got a tefach on the bottom. Ube chumashim, where you're talking about the separate chumashim that are not meant to be included in the Sefer Torah, but are going to be used in the school. So milamata, you'd have to have 3 etzbaot, milamala, 2 etzbaot, and bein daf ladaf kamole rochav godol. It would be sufficient. After all, this is a cheap publication, you know. So we give it, it's sort of like the paperback version. Now, getting back to Sefer Torah. Ben shita la shita, kim lo shita. So between each line, it's 1 line spacing. Between the lines, ben teva la teva, between each word, you need to have the shear of an ot ktana, which is the yud. And bein ot la ot, you need to have a chut hasa'ara, in order there should be no negiyah. So it could be even a hair's breadth, enough to separate the letters from each other. Al yima'et adamat ha'ktav, lo mipnei revach shamata, v'lo mipnei revach shamala, v'lo mipnei revach shabein shita l'shita, v'lo mipnei revach shabein parasha l'parasha. Now, if you did not plan ahead properly, and you think you're going to fix things, best way to fix things would be to make the ketav smaller, so that now it'll fit in. So you know that you're coming to a place where you need to leave a space between the parshiyot. Make the ketav small, and that way at least you'll be at, no, that is not as nice. Now here the question is what to do. Obviously you can't change the difference between the parashot. So this, according to some, is talking about how to plan the chatchila. You're trying to save the gilayon, let's say, so that the yiriyah, so you don't have to move on to buy another yiriyah. But the way to do that is not to plan it out by writing your ketav smaller. If you've got your original sirtut was done poorly, so let's say you realize now you've got 2 lines. By the way, the sirtut is done right and left and line by line on the Sefer Torah. So in other words, you have a built-in ruler on your word page on either side and on the top of the bottom. Plus, you've got each line, you've got to write your letters on the sirtut. So suppose you make a little, you take a knife, you make a little mark along the parchment with a ruler. That sirtut, if you made a little mistake, you have it now close together. So now, what am I going to do now? If I leave a shita in between, the only way I could do that is to make the ketav small. So what's better, to have less than a shita and a normal ketav, or a smaller ketav and a full shita? And what we would be saying over here is, never change the size of the letters. That really looks very poorly done. It used the same font. It's a worse kilkol of tsura to use a smaller font. And then it would be in having a different kerning or a different space between the lines. Nizdan alo teva bat chamesh otio. Now, if you didn't plan well, you've got a word that's got a finner over here. You've got five-letter words, so you only left two spaces after the space between the pre. What do you do then? Do not write two of the five letters on the line, and then have three going outside into the margin. V'shalosh chutzateva. What you could do is you can have three in the line, meaning inside of the margin, and two could be sticking outside of that margin, which is again done with sirtut. So you could do that. Nizdamna lo teva bat shtei otiyot. If you have now a word that only has two letters, you don't put that word between the dapim outside of the margin. Even if it's going to leave a space at the end of the line, write it at the beginning of the next line. That's how Rashi understands. How about if your mistake was in a Shem Hashem and you didn't leave room for the Shem Hashem? What do you do? Well, you gorer et mashikatav. What you do is you take a knife, cut off. Now, this can only be done when the ink is dry to be gorer. There's two things you could do. You could be gorer, and then it pops off. The ink pops off, leaving a clean surface. Or you could be mochek. You're mochek. It's going to leave a smudge. And that's while the ink still hasn't completely dried. And what are you going to do now? Wait. So, yeah, you have to be gorer, according to the Tanakhama here. And you wait until it dries. Take off what you wrote, which is where the shame should have appeared. Write the shame on the clean gilayon after the ink has been scraped off. And then what appeared in that space right above the line. So that you could be tola mashigarar, and you write the shame on the mokam agrar, says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, you don't have to do that. You're even able to be tola the shame between the line. Aftolina the shame. Rabbi Yitzchak says, well, what you can do is, you can erase the ink. You can be mochek, and even though that leaves a little bit of a smudge, you can write on the mech vikote. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, kol hashem kulo tolin, you can put the entire shame between the line. But you can't put some of the otiyot hashem between the lines. Miktzato into Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Meir, ein kotvin et Hashem lo makom agrar v'lo makom amechek. I'm sorry, gentlemen, you are in big trouble because you cannot write the shame on a place where you had scraped off the ink. You could certainly not write it on a place where you erased the ink, and you cannot hang it in the middle of the lines. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to get rid of the entire piece, is what you're going to do, and rewrite it. So, ketzad oseh misalek et hayiriyah kula v'gonza. You're going to have to take out that entire piece, begones it, and rewrite it. So why don't you think ahead? Itma, Rabbi Chanan alamar Rav, halacha tolina tashem. So Rabbi Chanan quotes Rav as saying, you can be tolat Hashem, not like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Barbar Chanan, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, halacha mochek v'kotev. Well, why don't you just ask it according to the Mandi Omar? I mean, that's what we usually do. If you want to say tolin, you could say halachik v'pshim and shazuri, whatever. If you want to say that you're allowed even to be mochek, so then you could pask it like Rabbi Yitzchak. I mean, but why say halacha mochek v'kotev? Leimamar halacha kamar, umar halacha kamar. Because I want to make sure. After all, I mean, what if people get confused about what Rabbi Yitzchak said, what v'pshim and shazuri said? So Mimela, I want to say it completely in this fashion. Om Ravashi Chazino Losafid Dafkani de Verav, the Chatri Le Lagage de Chet, the Tolo Le Lagare de He, Chatri Le Lagage de Chet Kloma, Chayu Brumoshal Olam, Tolo Le Lagare de He, Kedaboymine Rabir and Nasir Mirbami, Maidich Tipit Huba Shema Deyad, Kibika Shem Tsuralamim, Om Marley, what do you mean? Simple. Kalata Lebet Honomba Kadosh Baruchu, Arilo Machseba Lamazel Onomaba. That's not what I was asking. Anachika kashali. Maishalchif bikashem tsuralami. Velokitiv kashem tsuralami. Ah, that's kiddush from Yudhubar Biloy. Elu shnei olamot shebara kadosh baruch hu. Echad behe, vechad beyud. Now, any odea, im olam haba beyud, v'olam hazeh behe, im olam hazeh behe, beyud, v'olam haba behe. Kishu omer elu totot ha-shavayim v'aretz, behi baram, adik behi baram, ela behe baram. Habe omer olam hazeh behe, v'olam haba beyud. Mipnei ma nivra olam hazeh behe, mipnei shedom alach sadra, shekola rotze to drop out, I love that one, let's say it, Yetse, who might on Talia Kare, the other Bechuva, my Lilay. Just walk back in, no? Vilayla Bach, not, never works that way. Let me stay a milta. Kidresh Lakish, Nyomresh Lakish, Maitachtim, Imlay Timu Yalit, to leave them a way out. Ula Navim Yitain Chain, yes, to help them to give them a way back in. Balatahir Messayinoto, Balatame Potchino, my timer, Itlay Taga on the hay above. As Tosis points out, this probably like Rashi means on the left side above the hanging leg. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im chozer bo ani kosher lo keter. Mibnei ma nivra olam haba biyud, mibnei shatzadikim shebo muatim. Umibnei ma kofuf rosho, mibnei shatzadikim shebo kofuf roshiyem, mibnei maasehem sheinan domim ze laze. Omer Rav Yosef Hanitrei Mile, Omer Rav Bisforim, each one of them had a tiyufta in a brighter. Chada, the first one was Adam Rav Sefer Torah Yesh Poshtei Toyot B'chol Daf Adav Yitaken, Shalosh Yiganez, and the Tiyufta was referring to as the Brayta that says, Shalosh Yitaken, Arba Yiganez. Tana, Im Yesh Bo Daf Echad Shlima, Matzelet Al Kulo, Omri Yitzhak Vashmo Bamarta Mishmeda Rav, Vuhu Dekotiv Rubet Asafra Shaper. Omri Abayla Rav Yosef, Ii Pahu Daf itself, Shalosh Toyot, is it still Matzil? Mai. Well, first we look at that daf. That daf is ityayv leitkune. Fine, go ahead and be metakenet. Once you're metakenet, so now it's a good daf. So now you can be matzil the entire sefer. V'hani milich chaserot that we've got a problem with, but yiterot, no problem. Letlamba. My taima lo omar. By the way, you'll notice that letlan is also a. We don't have a problem with it. It's a very modern gun. Letlamba. We don't have a problem. My taima lo omar. My time alone, Omer of Kana Mishum the Mexican Menum. Agra Hamud, the Rabbah, Havali Yetirot, Bissi, Freyatel Kamin the Rabbah. Omer Le, it's not a problem because Lamar Lepa Chasirot, Alvi Yetirot, Letlamba. Okay, the other thing I was referring to that Rab added to Yufta that he said is the Omer Rabbah Kotev Sefer Torah Bolligmor, Gomra Philip M. Tzadav, Maitvia Kotev Sefer Torah Bolligmor, Loigmor M. Tzadav. Well, Rav was talking about Chumashim. What do you mean he was talking? He said a Sefer Torah. He meant Chumashim of a Sefer Torah. Now that's the end of the Sefer Torah. Be'em Tzadav. That didn't mean Be'em Tzadav. He meant Be'em Tzadav in the sense of the middle of the line. Rabbonan Amre Af Be'em Tzashita. Rav Asher Amre Dafke Be'em Tzashita. Ve'ilcheta be'emtza shita davka. Omer Rav Yehoshua bar Rav, Omer Rav Gidol, Omer Rav Shmona Pesukim Shebetorah Yochid Korei Otam Bebet HaKnesset. Keman, the Lord Rav Yishimen, the Tanya. Vayomer Shemoshe Eved Hashem. This makes sense. Efshem Moshe Chai Vekotev Vayomer Shemoshe, where Efshem Moshe made Vekotev Vayomer Shemoshe. Ela Ad Kan Katav Moshe, Mikan Velech Katav Yehoshua Benun. Div Rav Yehuda, Amir Rav Nechemir. Amala Rabbi Shimon, that's crazy. Efshe Sefer Torah Chaser Otechad. Doesn't it say that Moshe Rabbeinu took the Sefer Torah Hazeh, Lekoach et Sefer Torah Hazeh, v'samtem oto, nu? El Ad Kana Kadosh Baruch Hu Omer. Clearly, it was written in its entirety. Until here, Moshe Kotev Omer, or Omer v'Kotev. Mikan v'Elech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe Kotev v'Dema. And we find the same thing where Baruch ben Neriya was simply incapable of reading it. So he says, "Vayomelam Baruch mipiv yikra elai et kol advarim ha'el v'ani kotev al ha'sefer b'dio." So anyway, lema d'lok Rabbi Shimon, nah, filatem Rabbi Shimon, ov ishtene ishtene. Vom Rabbi Yeshua barav ha'omarab, om Rav Gidol ha'omarab, halokeach sefer Torah men ha'shuk, kechotev mitzvah men ha'shuk. כתבו, מעלה עליו הכתוב כאילו קיבלו מהר סיני. עומר ששת, אם הגיע אפילו עוד אחת, מעלה עליו כאילו כתבו. תנו רבנו נעשה אדם יריעה מבת שלוש דפים עד בת שמונה דפים. פחות מכאן ויתר כאן, is not a good idea. לא ירבה בדפים, מפני שנראה כאיגרת. ולא ימעט בדפים, מפני שאינם משוטטות. אלא כגון למשפחותיכם, 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 שלוש פעמים. נזדם ללא יריעה בת תשע דפים, לא יחלוק שלוש לכאן ושלוש לכאן, אלא ארבע לכאן וחמש לכאן, to be as even as possible. במה דברים אמורים בתחילת הספר? אבל בסוף הספר, אפילו פסוק אחד, אפילו דף אחד. פסוק אחד? סורי, פסוק אחד בדף אחד. שיר גיליון מלמטה טפח למעלה שלוש אצבעות, בין דף לדף, כמו לרוחב שתי אצבעות. בחומשין מלמטה שלוש מלמעלה שתי אצבעות, בין דף לדף, כמו לרווח גודל. בין שיטה לשיטה, is כמו לשיטה, בין טבע לטבע, כמו להיות קטנה, ובין אות לאות, כמו לחוט השערה. אבל ימעט אדם את הכתב, לא מפני רווח של מטה, ולא מפני רווח של מעלה, ולא מפני רווח שבין שיטה לשיטה, ולא מפני רווח שבין פרשה לפרשה. נזדם לו טבע, בת חמש אותיות, לא יכתוב שתיים בתוך הדף ושלוש, sticking out, אלא שלוש בתוך הדף ושתיים חוץ לדף. נזדם לו טבע, which itself is בת שתי אותיות, לא יזרקנו לבין הדפים, it's better to be חוזר וכתב בתחילת השיטה, even if it ruins your justification. התואב בשם, גורר את מה שכתב ותולה את מה שגרר, and then כתב את השם על מקום הגרר, דבר רבי יהודה. רבי יוסי says, you don't have to do that. You can be even tolling את השם. רבי יצחק says, you can even be מוחק, and then write the שם in the מקום of the מחיקה. רבי שמעון שזורי אומר, you can be tolled כל השם כולו, ומקצתו אין תולים. רבי שמעון בן עזר אומר, משום רבי מאיר, no alternatives. אין כותבין את השם, לא המקום הגרר, לא המקום המחק, ואין תולים אותו. וכיצד עושה? מסלק את העירה כולה וגונזה. איתמר רב חנן עולם הרב, הלכה תולין את השם, רב אבא רב חנן רבי יצחק בשמואל, הלכה מוחק וכותב. Why not just say, הלכה כמר, and the other one say, הלכה כמר, משום דאף כלוהום.